This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the post-game show. We are joined by head coach Jim Berkman here in the press box. Congratulations on the win, Coach.
Thank you.
A pretty interesting performance, to say the least. This is more what we're used to seeing with Salisbury here in recent years. What do you have to say about what you saw out there on the field?
Well, I thought that, you know, we were hitting on all eight cylinders today. You know, not only were we playing great defense, I think that our offense, our first midfield play was excellent. I think that Kyle Goss, you know, had a breakout game for us. But putting Kane on the perimeter and putting Carson on the inside, I think, you know, we had a righty and lefty, two big kids down low, about 6'2", 6'3", that could get to the island and put a little bit more pressure on the defense from the attack part, that it started to open things up for the midfield. But I thought, you know, one of our biggest keys at the midfield today was that we really shot the ball intelligently. We waited till we got to 11 yards. We didn't take any bad shots or bad angles. And we shot high to low, and we got them off balance a little bit and early, which is important. And he never really got to see the ball.
There were a lot of shots, and we don't typically see as many, especially as we did early, right down the middle of the field, right in the middle, looking right at the net. What can you speak to about that?
Well, you know, we were running a little bit different set on offense, where we were getting a little weave going through the top of the box, and that creates some opportunities in the middle of the field if it's run effectively. And you know, I thought we did a good job with that little scramble box kind of weave a game that we ran today numerous times. And JB, it was three or four times that he came across the middle and then went back to the direction he came from on that weave that led to some easy shots.
Talking about James Burton, a really good game for him, 8 points on the day, and a couple of times where he maybe was not credited for an assist, but he was certainly a key part of opening up a scoring opportunity. What can you speak to about his game and what you saw from him?
Well, he had a great game, and it was good to see Fitzy get a breakout, get a couple good goals and a couple great looks on the backside. But again, our attack did a nice job of getting the space when their team was sliding early. It was a great team effort. It was good, really good to see our first midfield get on track, and it was good to see Kyle Goss have a breakout game at attack.
Your team outshot them, even with just two shots in the fourth quarter. Your team outshot them 47-21. Was the plan defensively to just completely stop them from shooting?
Well, you know, we've been able to do that with teams and really shut teams down because we are that good on that end of the field. And to our D's credit, they gave us another stellar effort and an opportunity to win. And, you know, I've told the guys, you know, we got to get 10. If we get double digits, it's going to be awful hard to beat us this year because our D's that good. And, you know, and obviously the game's a little bit easier when you're 14-21 at the faceoff X.
Speak to what you saw for the faceoffs as well. Cameron Maples had a good game.
Cam did a great job. I mean, he won several, and give Brooks credit. He came in, won a couple, and scooped the ground ball. It was great wing play. Davis had a couple GBs. Andrew Turnahan, you know, a couple opportunities. We almost got a goal off the faceoff again today. You know, we had a fast break that led to an easy shot that we missed the ball on the backside. And another key today was we only turned the ball over 8 times.
Yeah, and it was absolutely – we've seen more turnovers from opponents recently, but 8-13 on the turnover margin, 8 for you guys and then 13 for them, able to take advantage of those mistakes they made. Looking forward, now the CAC schedule opens up this Saturday, another quick turnaround, big game on the road. What do you tell your guys? How long do they get to enjoy this before they're...
Well, you know, they can go eat with their families, enjoy the moment, enjoy the day. But, you know, again, they got some homework to do, and as we're getting ready for a break. But, you know, a lot of them are got to get on to watching some film tonight, too, and getting prepped for St. Mary's. And, you know, we get a good practice tomorrow. We'll back off a little bit on Friday, and we'll have 2 good days to prepare, you know, for, you know, really the most important game to date because it's the first conference game.
First conference game, and then a big game right after that with Cabrini. So we'll see you again March 21st, Mary Washington.
All right. Thank you, Rob.